I just want to add an addendum to what I said on Friday. I was able to speak to the person who wrote the article from the Star K about the granola. At this point in time, my answer is that it's still up in the air what the correct bracha is, as far as I'm concerned. After information, I need to do more research. So it's still back to the question whether it's Adom or Mazonis. And the best aid is either Teichasuda. The bracha kind of sure becomes questionable, because if it's a Adoma, then we have the back to the Shulchan Aruch pass, and you should only eat a Teichasuda if possible. Let's talk about the lochas of rice a little bit. The brachas of rice. So rice, we mentioned away at the beginning of the sugya of the halachas of Mazonos, that a rice is interesting status. It's considered satiates. It's mazin, therefore the brachas Mazonos. However, it's not one of the seven species which is special for Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the bracha of the main gimel was only for those seven species. So the grains are considered, even the grains are considered under the category, all five grains are considered under the category of the chita and sa'ar, of wheat and barley. And then you have your fruits, etc. But rice doesn't get an alamichya, so it gets a brain of flushes because it's not one of the seven species, but it is mazin, and therefore it gets a mazonis. What the question comes up when a person eats rice as cooked. So we spoke about if he eats cooked wheat and the kernels are separate, it's not, sometimes it's adamah, sometimes it's a mazonis. So the same thing is true by rice. Sometimes it's adamah, sometimes it's a mazonis. So any time that the kernel of rice is processed, and part of the shell is, the outer husk is removed plus a little bit of it itself, so the bracha is a mazonis, even if the pieces do not clump together. Obviously, for sure, if they start softening and clumping together, the bracha is going to be mazonis. The question comes up, you're talking about, you have what's called brown rice, where the husk is not removed, the shell is still on it. So then the halacha should be that it should remain with the bracha of Adama, should remain the bracha of Adama. So there seems to be, again, this is something which I'm not clear about what the reality is out there, and I need to do more research. Seems to be that different information is given by different companies. Some companies actually do take off part of the shell, and therefore the bracha would be mazonos, and some don't, and therefore the bracha would be adama, and I need to clarify more. I'm not sure myself what the correct bracha on that is at this point in time. Misafik, either way, if you make a bracha adama, you'd be yotze. If you make a bracha mazonos, you would be yotze. And the bracha is brenafoshes at the end anyway. Rice Krispies is made into a flour, and then afterwards, once it's made into a flour, they puff it, etc., so it's a mazonos. It's not a question. Rice cakes, they take the kernel and they puff it. So that, since that's so, suppose the bracha would be adama on a rice cake. Similarly, puffed rice, since the process is fairly similar, the bracha would be adama. If a person would say mazonis, he would be yotzei. There are definitely opinions which say that the bracha is mazonis. I do want to point out that the bracha of mazonis b'di'evid, it's not as the same as shahakal, but b'di'evid, mazonis goes on most things. If you said a mazonis on most things, b'di'evid, you'd be yotzei. If a person made a mazonis on most food has some elements of it, that it gives you sustenance. So b'di'evid, the Chayotim says, mazonos b'di'evid, you'd be yotzei on most foods, water not, etc. But for the most part, the mazonos would work. One difference between, the second difference between rice and all other mazonos, besides the bracha achrona, is in regards to the lochas of ikir and tafel. So when we learn the lochas of ikir and tafel, we find that mazonos always has the status of the ikir. So if you have you're having spaghetti and meatballs, and there's more meatballs than there's spaghetti, but still, as long as there's spaghetti there, it's cooked together, so the bracha is going to be mazonos. If you'd have the same thing, meatballs with rice, if the majority is meatballs, the bracha is a shahakal. If the majority is the rice, then the bracha is going to be mazonos. So there, you follow the regular rule of majority. You look at whatever's by rice, you look at the majority, whereas by other types of the five species of grain, they're always considered the ikir, even if they are the meat, even though they are the minority in the mixture, they always consider the ikir. When we'll get to lachos of ikir and tafel, we'll talk about, do you make two brachas, one bracha, but in general the assumption is you make one bracha, and the one bracha would be mazonos, but not by rice, the bracha would be, depending on whatever the majority is. Have a good morning.